You're such a good fiddler, I want to hear it. I'd like to learn some pieces if I can. Then he just jumped up and went over and grabbed his fiddle. Oh, he had a nice fiddle, big costly fiddle and a nice case. I untuck it and tuck it out. He played Be Old Smiles Tonight and Birdie. Well, Eden could play Be Old Smiles Tonight, but he never did hear a Birdie play. He sat and listened at it. Said to me, I was sitting right by him. Now, Bonner, he said, that Birdie's a good piece. Yeah, I said it is. I'd like to learn it. I said, I'd like for you to. I'd like to hear it. Well, Wren said, I'll learn it to you, Mr. Hammond. All right, Eden said. Well, they played there for a long time. Now Wren said, Mr. Hammond, I want you to play one. Eden said, all right. Wren just went to reach him his fiddle, you know. No, Eden said. I don't want that fiddle. Why, he said, this is a brand new fiddle, and I forget what it cost, but it is a way up there, higher than the most a fiddle cost then. Eden said, I got an old one in here I'll get. He went out, took it out of the flower poke and hit the flower from one end to the other. I mean all over. He just took and blowed the flower off it and took his handkerchief and dusted it off of the strings, put some rosin on it. Wren just sat and looked at him, that old flowered fiddle. Well, the first piece he played was the Bony Parts of Treat. That's what he played. Wren, he listened at it. You know. Wren said, I never heard that piece. He said, what is that? Eden told him. He said, play it again. Well, Eden played. He just turned loose on Birdie. You never heard Birdie play like that. And that's the first he'd ever heard it. I mean to tell you, he played it. He got done playing, he just whirled over on the old Smiles Tonight. Wren just got up and walked and stuck his fiddle in the case. He just looked over at Mike. He said, there ain't no use to talk. He said, that man cannot beat in this world. I said, that's the best that ever I heard that in my life. I said, Mr. Hammond, you knowed that Birdie a long time ago. Now, Eden said, that's the first ever I heard it tonight. Wren said, you've heard it, ain't you? No, sir. I never did hear it, nor I never, till that night. Well, he played Be Old Smiles Tonight, and again, Wren said, you've heard that? No, yes, Eden said, I played that ever since I was a boy. They got Ed and started playing the fiddle. I went to playing the banjo with him. And you couldn't get Wren to touch the fiddle to save your life. And I said, Eden, I want to have Mr. McGee to play my banjo. I had that good banjo. I said, I want him to play that banjo a little bit. I rested in the banjo. He said, what do you want? I said, I want you to play Turkey in the Straw. I'd never heard him play. Now, he started Turkey in the Straw on that banjo, and I want to tell you, he played Turkey in the Straw. He played it with his fingers that way. That's the prettiest that ever I heard it played in my life. I never have heard a man play it like that. Well, I listened to him. He played it. Oh, he played, I don't know how many with Ed, and Ed played the fiddle. He said, Mr. Hammonds, he said, you're the best that ever I heard in my life. And he said, I've heard a lot of fiddlers. Old Gerald was sitting there about half drunk. He just raised up. He said, I told you when I put that $25 up again too, that Eden had him beat. And he did. They never would brag on Wren after that. No. Now old Wren could play the banjo. After he played on my banjo a while, he wanted to buy it. Offered me $25 for it. I said, no, I don't sell it. You can get a good banjo $25 then. That's all I give for it, and I bought it new. Well, it wasn't new, it had been used, and I bought it. But now it was the good. It come from across the water from Germany. Come across with a full band. Fiddle, guitar, mandolin, banjo, and bass, fiddle, odd and what all. A string band come across into Richwood, and they broke up there, and I just happened to come from the camp, hit this banjo and bought it. Oh, the music store, they had all kinds of banjos. They wanted to sell me some of them other than $10, $15. I said, no, I don't want that. If I can't get a banjo I want, I don't want none. He said, but you know a good banjo. I said, I sure would. Well, I couldn't play the banjo very much, but I'd know the sounds of it. He just walked around behind the counter and rested me this banjo out. There wasn't no case on it. It never was in the case since I owned it. And he said, no, look at that. I run over the strings and noted over it. I said, well, you'll sell me that one? No, he said, I bought this from the band. He said, I'm going to keep it. He said, I bought the fiddle, the guitar, and the banjo, and the bass fiddle. He said, I sold the bass fiddle, sold the guitar. Now, I never seen the guitar, but he said he'd sold it. And he sold the mandolin, and something else come. I forget what it was. I said, well, I'd like to have this fiddle. I said, how much take for it? I said, I don't want to sell it. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $25 in cash for that fiddle, and that banjo, and a set of new strings. No, he said. Now, he said, I didn't give that for it when I got it. I said, I don't care what you give for it, but I'll give you that for it. Well, me and Henry Chaffins was there. We'd come from the camp, and we was going to catch the train on into Count, going to his place. And we started to leave. I thought he meant it. Got just to the door, and he hollered at me. He said, come back here. I punched it, and I said, daylight's a-coming. I walked back in. The banjo's laying on the counter. Mr. Hammond, he said, I'll never use that banjo. He said, I can't play. He said, if you want it for $25 and a set of strings, give me your money. I said, you done sold the banjo. Now I just slid her over to him.
How about singing us the Pretty Polly?
Pretty Polly? I don't like to sing yet. No, sir, I don't.
Okay. Yeah. Can you tell us why you don't like to sing? Can you tell us why you don't like to sing?
No, but I ain't sung that piece for, I don't know.
How about There'll Be Them Signs and Wonders, Kearns?
Huh?
How about that song, There'll Be Them Signs and Wonders, when this world comes to an end?
Now, Paul, I forgot that piece. There'll be no sights and wonders when this day world comes to an end. I forgot that piece. I used to know every word of it. I'm going to sing an old war piece. You fellas can listen to it, but I don't know the first of it. I just up here trying to think of the first of it. Maybe Jerry did. The weight of the war was going to go. What was the first of that piece? Can't think.
Once I courted the charming beauty.
That's right. Well, it's once I courted a charming beauty bride. Up on her I placed is my own heart's delight. I courted her for your love, and love she did attain. Do you think it's any reason to sigh or complain? Well, away to the war I am going to go, for to see whether my true love forget me yet or no. And it's when I got their mission so bright that it put me in fresh mind of my own heart's delight. It was 7 long years I served at a king, and the end of 7 more I returned back home again. My heart so full of sorrow, my eyes full of tears, and it's what would I give for one sight of my dear. Well, her mother saw me coming, she wring her hands and cried, saying, "My daughter loves you, dear, if for your sake she died. It's all that grief that I can bear. For my true love's in her grave, and I want to be there." Well, then I was struck like a lamb that was slain. Oh, the tears from my eyes fell like showers of rain, crying all that grief I cannot bear. For my true love's in her grave, and I long to be there. Thank Cluck old hen, cluck and sing, ain't laid eggs since the lay last spring. Old hen cackle, the old hen flew, if I'd have been a rooster, I'd have had a long too. Now old hen, she had a wooden foot, she laid her eggs in a raspberry rit. She wrapped up her feathers for to keep herself warm, but another little drink wouldn't do us any harm. I don't think it would.